Anybody ever felt like you were stuck or boxed in? Huh? You know, you have a lot of boundaries that actually that's what gets people boxed in, different boundaries in their life. You know, your thoughts, your abilities. Sometimes because of your thinking, you get boxed in. Circumstances box you in. Situations box you in. Our boundaries. And, you know, your location or your background. Well, this morning I want to talk about moving beyond your boundaries. Now, there are good boundaries, but there's bad boundaries. The good boundaries are, you know, what God says to do. His commandments. Traffic laws, that's a good boundary, you know. They're there for safety reasons. Pay attention to them. That's why we have a crosswalk out there. You know, pay attention to it. That's why, and I almost got hit again the other day because somebody, when you exit that road out there, there is a boundary that has been set, and it's a good boundary. And both lanes are turning left. So if you want to go in the apartments, don't get in this lane, get in this lane. Because if you cut across, there are going to be some problems. See, there's good boundaries and you stay within those boundaries and everything works good. See, that on that road out there, when service is over, everybody turns this way. If you want to go that way, go down to that road down there. It goes that way. Okay, but you see, traffic laws, boundaries are good. There have to be boundaries, that healthy boundaries in relationships, so that people can enjoy life together. There is boundaries at work, acceptable behavior, and conduct, so that there's good productivity. I can't even talk. But we need to realize that those are good, are human boundaries that are good. But there are other things that have us bound in. And God wants us to enlarge our boundaries. Don't let certain things keep you in. In Luke 18:27, that's my favorite verse of scripture. If anybody ever asked me to sign my name in a book, I always put Luke 18:27 underneath it. And I'm telling them, you can forget my name, but don't ever forget this scripture. New Living Translation, he replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." The Voice Translation, "Remember, what is humanly impossible is possible with God." You know, today our question is, do we live within the human limitations, boundaries, and circumstances, or do we choose to live by faith and receive the possibilities of God? And let's go and read in Exodus. I'm going to read quite a few verses in Exodus 14 from the New Living Translation. Exodus 14, beginning with verse 10. As Pharaoh approached the people of Israel looked up and panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. They cried out to the Lord, and Moses said to them, they said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? What have you done to us? Why did you make us leave Egypt? Didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, 'Leave us alone, let us be slaves to Egypt.' But it's better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness." But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today, you'll never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff, raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so that the Israelites can walk through in the middle of the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will charge in after the Israelites." My great glory will be displayed through Pharaoh and his troops, his chariots and his charioteers. When my glory is displayed through them, all Egypt will see the glory and know that I'm the Lord. Then the angel of God, who had been leading the people of Israel, moved to the rear of the camp. The pillar of cloud also moved from the front and stood behind them. The cloud settled between the Egyptians and the Israelites' camp. And as darkness fell, the cloud turned to fire, lighting up the night. But the Egyptians and Israelites, but the Egyptians and the Israelites did not approach each other all night. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up the path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through in the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. Now, the Israelites followed God, came out of Egypt, and the first thing that they happened to them is that they looked and they saw the Egyptians, Pharaoh, coming after them. Now, here they are. They got boundaries. They got a sea in front of them. They got mountains on the side of them, and they got Pharaoh's army coming up behind them. What an impossible situation that was, you know. But let me tell you what. Moses told them, stand still and see the hand of the Lord. They focused their vision not on their boundaries, but they focused their vision on what God said. They could have chosen to look at the armies behind them, and they did at first, and they panicked. They could have chosen to look at the sea in front of them and the mountains around about them and said, man, we are boxed in. We are got boundaries around us, and there's no way out. But they chose to direct their eyes to the possibility of God, their Jehovah. You know, the way you choose to look will determine your outcome. If you choose to look at the Word of God and the promises of God, I don't care what you're bound with, you will come out on the other side. Instead of seeing the problem, you begin to see the answer, even though it has you hemmed in. I quote this scripture almost every, or part of a scripture almost every day. I mean, I do it two or three times a day. I say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. You know, I don't look at the enemy. I don't look at the problem. I don't look at the circumstance. I don't let my thoughts overtake me. I don't let the fear come in around me. I don't let anything keep me bound up, because the Word of God teaches us to live free. Now, I'm not talking about free to sin, free to do that, but to live free in his boundaries. If we live in his boundaries, we're going to be safe. We're going to be victorious. You see, you can let your eyes gaze on the promises of God and not on the boundaries of healing, but on the possibility. See, he said, it's a possible, all things are possible with God. You can look at your lack, or you can look at your provision. You can look at the boundary of whatever it is that has you hemmed in and know that there's a possibility of deliverance. You can look at everything that says that you're going to fail, or you can look at what God says you can do all things through him and come out victorious. You can either look to God and let the boundaries of God come around you and drive out all the other boundaries and find victory in the promises of God. You know, As we look at the church world today and humanity in a, actually, just humanity, every, just humanity. Did you realize that we are the most educated generations that it's ever been? And I say generations because there's several different generations represented in this room today. There's more technological advancements than has ever been known to mankind today. You know, if we was to bring back, say I brought back my pawpaw, then went home to be with the Lord, and when I was in the sixth grade, but if we brought him back today into this generation, whatever, he would be utterly amazed. That generation of my grandparents, the thought of putting a man on the moon was stupid thinking as far as they were concerned. It couldn't happen. You see, we are bound in by the boundaries of our thoughts sometimes. Back in the 50s when we finally got a TV, it was about 54 when we got a TV. They had a TV broadcast on It Can't Be Done. Huh? Well, you're asked for it, but I thought it was called It Can't Be Done. Anyway, they would take different questions from people to ask for it because they thought it couldn't be done, and they would do it. Now, that tells you right there, in the natural, if you're bound in, that there is always a way out. You just gotta think and use your head. You know, we have had the most advancement. We've advanced more in this era that we're in now than any other civilization in history of mankind. We've discovered more of the earth's resources than any other. We have more knowledge of many different things. One thing we have more knowledge of is the knowledge of the human body and the study that has helped. But you know what? With all of this, with everything that we have, man has not found a way to save himself. That boundary can only be done away with by the acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood that was shed at Calvary. Man has not found a way to heal incurable diseases. That only comes by the stripes that was laid upon Jesus' back. And he said, that boundary of sickness and disease has to come down. You know, the world says we have to live with fear and all that's going on. But God says that's a boundary that you don't have to deal with. I will protect you. You can live in peace while everybody else is in torment. See, you hear people saying all the time, well, how can I live in this kind of life? How can I escape the boundaries that torment me day and night? Well, the way to escape your torment of inadequacies that keep you bound in is to focus on what God said. I can do all things through Christ. Paul was saying this. I can do all things through Christ. When you began to say that, the boundary of fear that you can't do it goes away. When you begin to say, I believe all things are possible with God, then the boundary of doubt and unbelief has to go. You know, when you begin to understand the love of God, then unforgiveness and bitterness, the boundary is torn down, and you can live in peace and in harmony with everybody and receive the blessings of God. When you have the boundary of unforgiveness in you and surrounding you, there is no way the promises of God can get through. But when you let the love of God that's shed abroad in your heart, when you let it loose, it tears down that boundary of unforgiveness and bitterness and toward your fellow man. And the love of God comes in and surrounds you with a barrier of peace and love. But you see, you got to understand that the Israelites, although they were bound and they were bound in, hemmed in by the boundaries, when they let the Lord have the direction and show them what to do, they came through and went on the other side of the boundaries. They walked through. God prepared a way. The Bible says God will prepare a way for us. He'll bring the mountain down. He'll pull the valley out. He'll make a highway for you through the desert. He'll give you whatever you need in any area that you're in. The boundary has to come down. I don't care what the circumstance that boundary is. It's got you hemmed in. God says, I am the answer. The possibility is with me. If you believe, you can receive. I want you to notice that it doesn't matter how long you've been hemmed in. If you will begin to believe God today, your boundary can be done away with, whatever it is. In Luke 13:10-16, Jesus came. I'm not going to read it for sake of time. It's already 11:15. But for sake of time, Jesus on the Sabbath day, he was in the synagogue. He was teaching. And he saw a lady that had been bent over for 18 years, and he told her to stand up, right? And she did. And the people began to say, well, you shouldn't be healing on the Sabbath. You shouldn't be doing that. And he told them, he said, listen, this lady has been bound 18 years. She is a daughter of Abraham, and she'd been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. It isn't right. Isn't it right for her to be released? Right here, he is saying, I don't care how long you've been bound. Let me tell you something. He said, this is a daughter of Abraham. She should have the blessings of Abraham. And that was natural. That was natural, Israel. But I'm going to tell you what, according to Galatians chapter 3, it said, if you be Abraham's seed, then you're the heirs of God. It said there that the blessing, Galatians 3:13-14, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. You see, because we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become the spiritual descendants of Abraham. And he said here, this daughter of Abraham ought to be set free. Let me tell you what, every daughter of Abraham, every son of Abraham ought to be set free from all the boundaries that got you hemmed in. I don't care what it is. I don't care what your situation is. The boundaries that have you hemmed in have to go, because it says so in God's word. God said it. I believe it. That's all there is to it. Amen. I am speaking to some people today that have some boundaries, but I want you to realize that those boundaries have to go today if you will simply believe God. And not just say it with your mind, but actually believe it when you say it. So many times in a service, people will say things, but they just say it because they're told to say it. Friend, I want you to realize you, when you say it, you got to believe it, and then you keep saying it till you see it. Like a sermon I got that I preached, say it till you see it. All things are possible. Anything is possible. It's Miss Bigglesworth in Ever Increasing Faith says, any man can be changed by faith, no matter how he may be fettered, or we would say how he may be chained or bound. But let me tell you what, Jesus Christ, the power of God, is a chain breaker. He is one that will set you free. He's one, he's a border, he's a boundary breaker. He breaks every boundary that comes in and tries to destroy you. Let me tell you why. He has always been a deliverer in the Word of God. He has always been one that delivered people from their boundaries, just like he did the children of Israel. If you'll lift your voice and believe the promises of God, he'll set you free from the boundaries that's got you down today. You may be boxed in with circumstances. You may be boxed in with sickness. You may be boxed in with, I don't know what you're boxed in with, but let me tell you what, Jesus is a box breaker. He'll tear that box apart. No longer will you be boxed in. Let me tell you something. You have got to believe that it today. You've got to believe it. If you're bound by financial problem or sickness boundary, or you have an addiction boundary, God said this is the time for you to move beyond your boundaries. He is saying, I want to break your boundaries today. Whatever they are, I want to deliver you and set you free. It's time to realize that Jesus made it all possible when he went to that cross. He laid his life down willingly, and they drove 3 nails into his hands. They put 2 pieces of board together, made a cross. And with that cross, with that nail, with those nails, and with the blood that came from the crown of thorns on his head, and the blood that came from his hands and his feet and his side, those 3 nails and that cross built a bridge whereby man could come out of all of their boundaries into the glories of heaven. Today, it's already been accomplished. The bridge has been built. All you've got to do is walk across the bridge to the reality that I am free. I'm set free. Let me tell you what. I won't ever have bowed and never eye closed. If you feel like you're bound and you feel inadequate to do the job, if you got boundaries of sickness, financial lack, whatever your boundary is, I want you to stand on your feet right now. We're going to pray for you. I'm not going to ask you to come down here. We're going to pray right there. If you feel like you have boundaries that you need to get out of, stand up now. Don't wait. Don't sit there. Stand up now. If you're in the balcony, if you feel like there's a boundary. Hey, if you're watching on that television there, if you got a boundary, I want you to reach your hand out toward the screen. Right now, I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, I realize that there's no boundary that you can't deliver me from. And this day, according to the Word of God, that says that my impossibility is a possibility with you, that my boundary has to go today. In the name of Jesus, I call myself free. Not because I feel it, but because I know it according to the Word of God. And I believe the Word, and that settles it. I accept my freedom now. My boundary is gone. Hallelujah. Now raise your hands. Everybody stand up and praise the Lord. Everybody thank God that the boundaries are gone. No more boundaries. No more bondage. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Don't ever let the enemy tell you that your boundary can't be, you can't be delivered. You can be delivered. There is no boundary that will ever keep you down. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Hallelujah to Jesus. Dan, you seem like you got something you want to say.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
To break every chain.
And I was talking today about the fact that Jesus broke the boundary of sin when he died on that cross. If you've never accepted him as your Savior, some people go to church all their life, but that doesn't save you. Going to church doesn't save you. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Or if you know what it is to accept him, but you're not living right, just exactly the way you're supposed to, I always call it just coming back and asking for forgiveness, just coming back and rededicating your life to God. Anybody you want to know Jesus or you need to rededicate your life to God right now, this is the time to break that boundary. Break it right now. Let me see your hand. Anybody in the room, upstairs, downstairs, help me, ushers. I can't see everybody. I see a hand right here in the middle. I see a hand over here. All right, any more hands? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you lifted your hand, you can put it down. Thank you. Hallelujah. We believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit around here. Acts chapter 2, verse number 4 says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody want to receive the Holy Spirit this morning? Let me see your hand. That's not a church doctrine. That's a Bible doctrine. That's the Bible said it. Hallelujah. If you raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I'm going right down here to the front. I want you to come down here and meet me. I want to shake your hands and I want to pray with you, and you're not going to leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand. Come on. Come on. Let them out, people. Come on, I saw several hands. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand. Come on, right here. Stay right here, man. Hey, bless you, buddy. Bless you, lady. Praise the Lord. There's more people coming. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, man. Bless you, young lady. Praise the Lord. Come on, man.
It really
right here.
Does
bless you. Stand right here. Right here. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, come on. If you want to rededicate
Jesus
your life,
is waiting,
or you want to
open
receive. receive Jesus for the first time, or you want to receive the Holy Spirit, come on. Right now is the time. Anybody coming from the balcony, I want to take time to see if anybody's coming. Unless you're telling me, no, nobody's coming. Praise God. Anybody else down here want to come? This is your opportunity to break some chains. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hey, if you're standing down here in this line, down front, in front of me, look at me. Everybody look at me right here. I got three books in my hand. One of them says New Birth. That talks about salvation or rededicating your life to God. The other one says Why Tongues. It tells you about the Holy Spirit. And the third little book is In Him. It tells you who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, what you can do because you're in Christ. Now, if I held these books out here like this, I said, I'm going to give them to you. Somebody show me what you got to do to get them. There you go. You got them. They're yours. Hey, I know several of you tried to get them. You're all going to get those same books in just a minute. I'm going to give them to all of you. I do that as a little example. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the thing you came down here for. It's a spiritual thing. So just as you reach out to grab those books, I want you to raise one hand toward glory. I don't care which one it is. People, reach your hand toward them as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Each one of these individuals shall receive every need in their life met today. Rededication, new birth, Father. Blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. I believe it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down and look at me for just a moment. I want you to ask you to go to a special place that we call it a prayer room so you can be prayed with individually and in depth. Get these books. Now, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, that same room becomes a room called Turning Point. And you say, what in the world is that? Well, it's a place, it's a class that teaches you to turn your life on to God or get your life turned back on to God, just a few classes. And then from that, you go out to some of our other classes and get involved with them. All right, I'd like to see you in that class next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Turn your head this way. Look, that's Mr. Greg right there. He's going to lead you to that place of prayer where there's people there to pray with you. Go right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone that's going to the prayer room. Thank you. They won't leave here like they came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, no boundary can hem you in. God is always there to destroy the boundary. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Remember all the announcement staff. You can go the doors if you want to. Hey, connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to the room where they can receive that gift that we have for them right now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember all the announcements. There's all kinds of announcements in there. That bulletin, you need to read it. There's all kinds of things going on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Wednesday night, be here. Amen. Hour of power. Myself and the crusade team, we're leaving this afternoon to go to Longview, Texas. I'll preach there tonight, Monday night and Tuesday night. So if you know anybody in that area down Longview, around Longview, Gladewater, Marshall, all that area down there, I used to live in that area. I haven't been in that area in years and years. I'm excited to go back. Hey, if you're watching and you know people in that area or you want to come on down there. It's in Longview, starts tonight, and be night tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for us. I'll be back here Wednesday for Hour of Power right here. So y'all come. Come ready, come to receive. Hey, they're going to sing a song. And let me get down that aisle so I can shake your hand. If you want to see any of the pastoral staff, you can read the sign. It tells you where everybody is. God bless you. Hey, remember all the announcements, but remember, no boundary will hem you in. All right, praise the Lord. God bless.
And praise Him.